League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey! We got an amazing show for y'all today. But before we get it popping, we got to check in with everybody here in the ATL and our LA family. What's up, fam?
What's up, sis?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, now Porsche's out today, but don't you worry. We got you covered. All right, y'all. Coming up, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Denise Richards has some advice for couples to keep your marriage spicy, and it doesn't involve Brandy Glanville. Ooh. And what made Jennifer Gardner cry slow motion tears? We gonna tell you all about it. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
All right, y'all. So it is no secret that John Mayer's had a lot of relationships with A-listers like Taylor Swift, Katy Perry. He even once called Jessica Simpson sexual napalm. But here's something new. Now, Vanderpump Rules star Sheeta Shea revealed that she and her roommate Stacey Adams from The Hills were in a throuple with John after his breakup with Jennifer Aniston. Now, Sheeta went on to say, this went on for about 6 months that we hung out. We would go to his house. It just became, you know, kind of like the three of us. We had a little throuple going on. Everyone always had attention.
Trouble.
I hate you, John Mayer. I hate you. this dude just stay with it. Like, he's getting it all. Now, Sherry, do you think this is a good idea? Because everyone, like, does everyone truly always get attention and not feel neglected in situations like this?
You know, first of all, I've had two ex-husbands. I can't do a threesome after those two. But I think that when you're in a threesome, you say everybody gets attention. But if you're, like, if that's your guy and then there's another girl, what if he starts liking the girl? Anything
he
can happen in a threesome.
He will like
her. Yeah,
exactly.
Then it's a whole entanglement and it's a whole mess. I think twosomes are the way to go.
I picture threesomes like this. You know when somebody goes, oh my God, I love taking a shower together. Yeah, you love it because you're under the hot water the most of the time. Then I'm on the other side going, my turn. That's how I would feel like in a threesome. Like, hey, can I... What do I have to tap in?
But in this situation, he wasn't dating either girl. So both women are competing to see who he's going to lean towards. Yeah. These are the best they could the whole time.
Exactly.
All right, since we're talking about it, or maybe I just started thinking about it, my fantasy throuple would be me, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson.
Wow.
What?
Okay, now you know, Heidi, everybody confuses me with Octavia Spencer. They all think Sherry Shepherd is Octavia Spencer. So you already got one, girl.
Uh-oh, Sherry, you can slide on in there, girl.
What about all of you guys? Who's your fantasy throuple?
Mine would probably be me, Frank, and Chewy.
Really?
It's a dish kebab.
Disgusting display.
It'd just be a big ball of hair.
All right, we all know Keanu Reeves has been a part of some pretty massive franchises like The Matrix and John Wick. But check this out, y'all. There's another blockbuster franchise he wishes he could have been a part of. On a SiriusXM interview, Keanu told Andy Cohen, "I always wanted to play Wolverine." But of course, that role went to Hugh Jackman, and Keanu said, "I'm all good with that now. I'm really good with that now." So, HK, could you see Keanu playing Wolverine? I could totally see that, bro.
I can see it too. Keanu Reeves never ceases to amaze me. Like, even the fact that after all the badassness that he showed us in John Wick, that he could still go back to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and be believable in that.
Disagree.
There's nothing he can't do.
I disagree. I think Keanu Reeves is dope, but Wolverine is Wolverine. The way his body is made, the way his hair is, the way his face looks, he's just our Wolverine. I can't see anybody else doing it.
I can't either, Brad.
I agree with Brad, but I could totally see Keanu Reeves dedicating himself and putting on like 30 pounds of muscle and getting ready to play Wolverine.
Yes. But check this out. Hugh Jackman wasn't even supposed to play Wolverine. Dougray Scott already had the role, but he was busy shooting Mission Impossible 2. So somebody else had it. And the producers of Wolverine, they wanted a backup. So Hugh Jackman came in. He auditioned for the role. He didn't even think he was going to get the part, guys. So he read for really like 20 seconds. And guess what? He ended up playing the part for 20 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Yes. No, that's a testament to Hugh Jackman's dopeness, because he would rather be singing like show tunes and doing tap. So for him to like, you know, completely like flip the script from what he wanted to do and do this, that was like big of him.
And Frank, I want to ask you, can you imagine anybody else but Hugh Jackman? I mean, you see Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine. Can you see anybody else doing it?
I think maybe Snoop. in the sense that, you know, Wolverine's always been like cool but yet angry, and I think Snoop would take the anger out of it and still be cool.
Snoop smoked
like,
too much weed to be angry.
Yes.
I know. He doesn't have anger.
Yeah, he's got to watch smoke with those blunts with those fingers. He might cut himself. But I think it might be cool because he's always connected to the animal kingdom with his voiceovers for the, I mean, he really connects to the animals. So I think, you know,
absolutely.
The Vizzle won't give.
Well, listen, I at least want to see the movie poster photo.
Hell yeah.
You know what, guys? It was so funny. I did a role of playing Sergeant Judy in Everybody Loves Raymond, a TV show. They wrote that part, my part, for Queen Latifah.
Oh.
And she booked a movie. Latifah booked a movie called Living Out Loud because I prayed. I prayed, God, don't let her break her legs, but like, bless her to good something else. And she booked this movie with Holly Hunter and Danny DeVito. And I told Latifah later, I said, she said, I love you on Everybody Loves Raymond. And I said, that role was written for you. And she said, well, I'm going to call him. And I said, don't mess up my gig. That's my role.
Wow. All right, you guys, the show Grey's Anatomy is just the show that keeps on going in 17 seasons. Its star Ellen Pompeo has had to say goodbye to a lot of her co-stars. She was recently on Dax Shepard's podcast, and Ellen explained how she felt when her co-stars Sandra Oh and Patrick Dempsey left the show. This is what she said. Quote, to be honest, when Sandra Oh left the show, I was like, ugh, how do I go on without Sandra? Because Ellen had more scenes with Sandra Oh, who played Christina, than she did with Patrick's character, Derek, a.k.a. Dr. McDreamy.
McDreamy.
That's what Ellen said. She said, quote, I had something to prove when Patrick left. I could have left because the man left, but that's not the story that I wanted to tell.
Okay.
Now, Sherry, because, you know, as you mentioned, you've acted on a lot of shows. Are you surprised by Ellen's words, or do you think that she's in any way being shady about Patrick? Or how do you feel about that, what she said?
Heidi, I don't think Ellen was being shady at all. I think, you know, they've shown that men make more money, the pay disparity. They were looking at Patrick Dempsey as the lead. I think Ellen had something to prove that she had star power and could helm that show. She also ended up, not only did she lead the show for several years, she also ended up making like $500,000 an episode because of Shonda Rhimes. So I think she was absolutely, she had something to prove as a woman.
Because the show's geared towards women, so when you had the guy called McDreamy, you think your entire audience is going to be women, and if he leaves, then maybe they all leave, and it's not because you're a bad actress or it's a bad show, it's because he's not on the show anymore. So you leave as, you know, like I said, I had a lot to prove. Could I hold on to the audience? And she put her
money where her mouth is,
and she did it. How many seasons have been on? 75 seasons?
17.
Okay, what does Denise Richards do once a month to help her marriage? We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Okay, we're back.
Woo!
Yay! During a recent interview, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Denise Richards opened up about her marriage to husband Aaron Fipers and how they like to reconnect and keep their relationship spicy. Check this out.
My husband and I, we take one weekend a month, we go to a hotel where it's just us and we don't feel guilty about it. And we have our adult time And I think it's a very important thing for any couple to have that. It's okay to reconnect and not feel guilty.
Okay, spice it up. You gotta spice it up. You gotta keep it spicy.
You do have to keep it spicy, Chewy, when you're married, you know? So I gotta ask everybody, what do you think about Denise's reconnection method? Do you think like 1 week in a month is enough time?
I think you got to do once a week.
A hotel once a week?
Well, a hotel once a week? Not necessarily a hotel once a week.
Hey, if I take you to a Holiday Inn Express for one night a month, then that's enough.
A Holiday Inn Express, Frank? Really?
You better be taking me where there's room service. That's all I'm saying. Room service?
Hey, here's the room. Now, sir.
Whoa. Holiday Express has free continental breakfast in the lobby every single morning, and that's where we're going, all right?
Now we know how to get down to it.
That's right.
Now, when I was married to my second husband, we used to role play once a month. We used to do role play. We'd go to a hotel and do role. Now, the marriage didn't last, but the role play was amazing.
Did you do the thing where you're, like, at the hotel bar, and he doesn't know who you are, and you don't know who he is, and
that kind of thing?
Or did
Heidi.
Oh, yeah, that's
He played insurance salesman in for the night, and I played the hooker, except everybody kept thinking I was Star Jones. They were like, oh, my God, that's Star Jones. And I was like, no, I'm a hooker. Not Star, I'm a hooker. It never worked.
And that's how rumors about celebrities get started.
Exactly.
Okay, so Jennifer Garner got a bit emotional on the gram. She cried tears of joy after completing all 9 seasons of the sitcom The Office with her kids.
Now, here's the deal. Jennifer
recorded herself crying watching the series finale, but had no idea she captured herself in slow motion. You gotta check this out.
Wait, what?
My kids and I have been watching. You'll never guess what show my kids and I have watched an episode a day of throughout quarantine. And guess what? We finished it. And guess what? It gave me some really big feelings. Look who needed a big cry, and maybe a shower would have been helpful, but it's just nice to know you can still just feel so much passion about something, right? If you've ever heard of this show, The Office, you should try it. It's wonderful. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
So what do you really think caused the tears? The fact that the finale was so good, or that she finished the 9 seasons of a sitcom with her kids? What really caused the tears?
There's something else
going
on.
Maybe it was just the fact that she committed to something and saw it through.
Okay.
There's always that one show, no matter how many times you've seen it, or that one movie, it's going to get me. It gets me every time.
Yeah, when it ends, you're upset that it's over.
I binged all of the seasons of Narcos. And after I finished Narcos, I was just like,
every time I watch Still Make Noise, I think Shelby was a diabetic. Yo. She wanted to have that baby, and her mom said, no, I don't want you to have a baby,
seriously,
Shelby, because you're a diabetic. And she said, Mama, I would rather have 30 minutes of wonderful than a lifetime of nothing special. And every time she does that, and her mom and
Drink your juice, Shelby. All right, coming up, we're going to tell you why Jessica Simpson was freaking out before her 40th birthday. We'll tell you all that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, we've all watched Jessica Simpson grow from signing her first record deal as a teen to her getting married and having a reality show with her ex, Nick Lachey, to starting her fashion brand. Well, y'all, she did an interview with Sirius XM and revealed how she felt when her 40th birthday was approaching. Take a look.
I mean, I freaked out 2 months before I turned 40, not knowing, like, that age would even mean anything to me. But then it's like, oh, but 41, 42, like, I've never calculated before my age.
Bless us.
Okay.
Did any of y'all freak out before turning a milestone age?
Wow, I didn't.
You know, for me, I would have to say 30 was that weird age because, like, you know, when you're, like, young and you're a teenager, you're like, yo, 30 is 1,000 years old.
Right.
And, like, there'll be medics at your party to, like, take you away because you're near death. But then once you hit 30, you'd be like, all right, cool. And
we
then
good.
You try to make 30 seem young.
I freaked out when I hit the big 5-0. Like, because then, you know how you always, when you check those forms and they got the boxes, 50, you know, 20. 25 to 35, 35 to 40. Yeah. I was like, where's my box at? There was no box to check.
All right, so Jessica kept a pair of jeans for 14 years, y'all, and then tried them on in the last couple of hours of her 30s. Could you guys do this, say, with a pair of jeans from your teens or 20s?
Hell no.
Oh, my God.
I definitely could, because we used to buy stuff so big back in the day that this stuff kind of fits now.
Was you crisscross?
Yeah. Everything works perfectly except them elephant leg JNCOs. Those still look ridiculous.
You said the elephant leg JNCOs. Oh my God, I had a pair of those, bro.
I got a pair of jeans. I got a pair of jeans from when I was 22, and I tried them on. I almost gave myself a heart attack. I thought I was going to have to call 911. It was crazy. So moving on, we got to check this out. Drew Barrymore was on YouTube series Hot Ones when she was asked to set the record straight about a rumor about her grandfather, legendary actor John Barrymore. Check this out.
Is it true that your grandfather's body was stolen from the morgue by W.C. Fields, Errol Flynn, and Sadakachi Hartman so that they could prop him up against a poker table and throw one last party with the guy?
Not only yes, but there have been, like, cinematic interpretations of that. A Blake Edwards film called SOB that's just brilliant and fun to watch no matter what, and then I've heard things about Weekend at Bernie's. I can't know ever if that's even true. But yes, they did. And I will say this. I hope my friends do the same for me.
Listen, God forbid anything happens to me, but if it does, you better plop me up on my chair and have a little box that does all the sound effects I make during the show, all right, y'all? Have me propped up.
Now, Drew Barrymore says she wants her friends to do the same for her, like, you know, at her untimely demise. Now, would y'all want the same for any one of y'all?
Yep. Yeah.
That is so creepy. You the only one. That is so creepy to me that, first of all, y'all would have me propped up dead in front of this dish poster. And I'm sitting.
No.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
That'd be great.
That would be the worst.
See, I would like to do stuff that I was scared to do while I was alive. Like, you know, like, this would be a fine time to shoot me out of a cannon. This would be a great time to go skydiving. You know, deep water sea diving with sharks. You know, throw me in the lion cage.
It's,
you know,
let them gnaw on me a little bit.
Coming up, one actress bears it all, honey, for herself. Find out who and why when we come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. What better way to close the show today than to talk to you about an actress who takes naked pictures of herself, right?
All right.
I like it. I got everybody's attention now. She's a British actress. Her name is Billie Piper, best known for Doctor Who and The Secret Diary of a Call Girl. Well, she recently revealed on a podcast called Is It Just Me that she takes naked pictures of herself to check her body from all angles. Here's what she said.
She owns no mirror.
Yeah, but she goes, sometimes you got to get naked so you can look squat up. I'll explain. Here's what she said, Frank.
Let her get naked, Frank. Damn.
She said, I sort of go, you know, how am I looking? What do I look like now? So I do it to sort of check in with myself. She also put a disclaimer out there that she doesn't let the pics leave her phone. It's for her eyes only.
Boo.
So Sherry, I understand this as a woman. I've seen every inch of my body, and if I can't see it with my regular eye, I get naked, I'll squat over a mirror.
I know
what my vagina looks like to ants, is all I'm saying. So Sherry, do you find this weird, or have you checked your body for moles and stretch marks and all that kind of stuff? Mm.
Heidi, I cannot wait to get your phone number to start texting you my new pictures. I'm always taking naked pictures to check out my body. And it's nothing sexual. You just want to see what's going on. I'm like, oh, is one of my breasts bigger than the other? Let me look at my butt cheek. And Frank, it's different. You don't want a three-way mirror. It's something about turning and twisting and looking and putting the camera in all those different spots. My best friends are tired of my pictures coming through. So Heidi, I'm going to start sending them to you.
Oh, Sherry, please. Wow. I would love that.
I'm always looking at myself.
But yeah, I don't
Heidi
do it all the time.
Heidi accidentally sent me one of her pictures where she was squatting over a mirror, and I thought she went to the Grand Canyon.
Oh! Oh!
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it.
If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.